In our minds, there is often a battle of wits. But like the wife said to her husband, "I don't like to fight with an unarmed man," we sometimes do not understand the depth of our thoughts and how it's so imperative to think of the future. An old Irish saying says, there is no future in the past. But how often do we, when we are injured by word or deed, or we are in some troubling situation, our thoughts repeat consistently and constantly our situation, while sometimes we rarely ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance to look beyond the situation, not to look at how we have been hurt or injured, but to look constantly what is the next opportunity available. Sometimes we fall into a ditch, we keep digging it and wondering how come we can't get out of it. You know that argument. When you get into an argument and you've said one or two or three bad things, people say the best way to start to get out of a ditch is to stop digging. And we, in our thoughts, sometimes forget the power that we have of faith and of nature, that both believing in God's ability and desire to help us, and also that He gave us a mind to look at solutions, to look at some positive steps, to look around the bend and say, there are new opportunities coming by. And if all I do is spend my time licking my wounds, repeating in my mind the bad things that have happened to me, and say the litany of poor, poor me, then I may miss some great opportunities that will come my way. In 2 days, we will celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And when you read about the cross, one of the greatest things that you notice is Jesus doesn't complain on the cross. He looks to take care of His mother. He looks to take care of the people who are crucifying Him. He looks to the future. He looks for solutions. He continues to love, to care, and to act. So in your own battle of wits, when you come across a difficult situation, ask yourself the question, am I simply digging a deeper hole by repeating the injuries that were done to me? Or am I a person of faith who believes in the Lord who rose from the dead, who conquered the cross and conquered sin and death, and I should be praying to Him for wisdom and guidance and solution? It seems like such a simple thing, but the next time you're in a horrible situation, ask yourself, how long did it take me to think of solutions and opportunities and prayer? And how much energy did I spend running a commentary in my mind of how bad things have gotten? Let other people comment on your life. You spend your time as a person of faith, trusting in the Lord and living your life, because every second is a great new opportunity for you to do something great and bold and beautiful. Slava Isusu Christu!